Well, Kristen, here in West Point tonight, EPA talking about their overflight program that they have started in Nebraska. It sounds like they've been doing it for about a year now.
They've actually been doing it for a couple of years. They do several, and then, you know, at certain times of the year, I believe, it's my understanding they try to do them in the fall and the spring to try to hit, you know, some peak times for the potential of runoff, which is, of course, a little bit concerning that they're targeting our most vulnerable times with their flyovers, but they've actually been doing them for a couple of years and not just this year alone.
Along with that, what are some of your other concerns? Just privacy in general being violated?
I generally have some privacy concerns. EPA has litigated the authority to fly over and photograph permitted facilities before. However, that those cases have dealt almost entirely with purely business facilities. A distinction that I wanted to point out this evening was that a CAFO, or a concentrated animal feeding operation, a feedlot, is very different from a pure business facility. Someone's home, their children's playground, their decks, where they have family parties, are generally right there, smack dab, in the middle of their business. And so even though EPA may not be focusing on the business when they're taking those photos, they are indirectly taking photos of your home and areas where you have an expectation of privacy. And so even if it's not their primary focus, you still have privacy rights in your home. And so I have serious reservations as to whether or not they should be, you know, taking such photos.
And their argument being that it makes them much more efficient in what they can do.
I think you can look at the numbers tonight and see that not only have they added an additional cost to do flyovers, but they've stepped up the number of inspections. So there's absolutely no way that they are decreasing their costs. Perhaps they could make an efficiency argument in that they're hitting, you know, hitting the key facilities that need to be inspected, but they're certainly increasing their inspections and increasing their costs for the flyovers. So their inspection budget has gone up. I think someone brought up an interesting point that although NDEQ, our state Environmental Quality Department, and EPA have concurrent jurisdiction to inspect and control feedlots and their runoff, there are some serious issues with two entities doing the exact same job. How efficient is that with our tax dollars?
And the whole issue of the Clean Water Act, there's a lot of unresolved issues there too.
There is a lot of unresolved issues. Someone in the audience brought up the fact that a little over a year ago, EPA attempted to interpret some Supreme Court cases that clarified what's a water of the U.S. Essentially, this guidance document got to set law as to what waters the EPA could say they wanted to regulate. Basically, the regulators getting to say, we're going to regulate that, that, and that, and we're the stopgap as to who says we can or can't. The industry pushed back on that guidance document heavily, and they pulled it back momentarily. They said they were going to engage in a formal rulemaking, which they probably will do eventually, but that guidance document was officially sent to OMB just last week on Friday, and so it will be made public, and it will be a ruling guidance document within a couple of weeks.
They also, I guess, tossed out the line that, you know, this is something that's been ongoing for quite some time. Have you seen an acceleration in their oversight of agriculture CAFOs in the last couple, 3 years? Or?
Inspections of CAFOs have been a national EPA priority for several years, but there's not hundreds and hundreds of things that that EPA regulates, and so it's easy to say that these are that a CAFO stays at our top 10 because we're an easy target. Not a lot of folks understand what we do or how we do it or why we do it, and so we're an easy target to stay on their national priority list for inspection. I don't know if I would characterize it as always an acceleration, but there is increased scrutiny and increased desire to reach further and further, getting at a greater variety of nitpicking at issues, getting going and visiting much smaller and smaller operations. So just continued one step after the next. It just not at an accelerated pace, but slowly but surely, they have no desire to stop.